This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In a message aimed squarely at China, foreign ministers of the Quad grouping expressed concern on Friday at the militarization of disputed territories in the South and East China Seas. The top diplomats of the United States, Australia, India, and Japan met in New Delhi as Beijing pushes claims to disputed maritime areas, sparking concerns about its growing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said nations that share common values need to work together.
Virtually none of the challenges that our people are facing and that people around the world are facing can be effectively dealt with by any one country acting alone, whether it's the United States, whether it's India, whether it's Japan, whether it's Australia. And given that basic premise, it makes sense for us to start by finding like-minded groups of countries with which to tackle these challenges.
Without naming China, a joint statement issued after the Quad meeting said, quote, "We express serious concern at the militarization of disputed features, the dangerous use of Coast Guard vessels and maritime militia, and efforts to disrupt other countries' offshore resource exploitation activities." U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz vowed on Friday to keep imposing costs on Russia for its war in Ukraine, now in its second year. As an EU official said, any arms provided by China to Russia would trigger sanctions. Biden and Scholz met in private in the Oval Office for over an hour on Friday, discussing continued global solidarity with the people of Ukraine. A senior Burundian military official has told the French news agency that Burundi will deploy 100 soldiers to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday as part of a regional force. From Washington, this is VOA News. All three major U.S. stock indexes surged more than 1% on Friday, notching weekly gains, with the S&P 500 snapping a three-week losing streak and the Dow returning to positive territory year-to-date, enjoying its first weekly advance since late January. Reuters' Lisa Bernard has more.
Wall Street rallied on Friday to end a volatile week as economic data helped investors look past the growing likelihood that the Federal Reserve will have to keep its restrictive policy in place to tame inflation until late in the year. The Dow gained more than 1%, the S&P 500 climbed 1.6%, and the Nasdaq jumped nearly 2%. U.S. Treasury yields eased in the wake of comments from Fed officials that calmed fears over inflation and interest rates.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. Speakers at the annual CPAC conference on Friday warned that liberals were endangering America's children, allowing criminals to roam free, weaponizing law enforcement, and leading the world down a path to World War III. CPAC, which is a conservative conference, is being held this year just outside Washington, D.C. It tends to draw from the more conservative wing of the Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene told the crowd she does not favor U.S. involvement in the war in Ukraine.
And while I'm still committed to saying no money to Ukraine, and that country needs to find peace, not war, and while I will look at a camera and directly tell Zelensky, you better leave your hands off of our sons and daughters because they're not dying over there.
Many of those who spoke on Friday voiced their support for the 2024 presidential bid to former President Donald Trump. Trump is scheduled to speak at the conference on Saturday. Prominent Republicans like Senator Marco Rubio, former Vice President Mike Pence, and presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are not attending this year's conference. Nearly 60 years after being recommended for the nation's highest military award, a Vietnam veteran was finally honored by U.S. President Joe Biden.
Retired Colonel Paris Davis was one of the first black Green Beret combat commanders, one President Biden calls a true hero for risking his life amid heavy fire to save his soldiers during a 1965 firefight. His commander, in turn, recommended Davis for the Medal of Honor. The president notes the paperwork was lost half a century ago.
Not just once, but twice.
Outside, minutes later, Davis did not dwell on the delay.
This medal reflects what teamwork, service, and dedication can achieve.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.